September is festival season in Northeast Texas. It's when pedestrians outnumber the cars on town squares, hopeful vendors set up their booths of crafts and goodies, young parents stock up the baby stroller for an afternoon on the town, and the unmistakable smell of funnel cakes lingers in the air. In Commerce, the Bodark Bash is next weekend. Of course, Rally Round Greenville is this weekend. And in Roxton, there's an annual event that's a pretty big deal considering that the town is a small one. For those who don't know, Roxton is in southwestern Lamar County, just a little north of Cooper. Recently, I visited a small cafe right on the main road in Roxton. There, I spoke with Sandra Johnson. She's one of the organizers for Roxton Saturday Night.
This is probably one of our biggest events for a little bitty town, Mark, you know, under 600 or 650 people. This will be the 10th year for Roxton Saturday Night. And the idea behind it was to recreate this town when it was just booming with cars on Saturday evening and cotton was being hauled to the gins and we had a train coming through and, you know, people meeting people at the depot. So we chose to try to recreate this 10 years ago. And quite frankly, you know, it went over so well that we sort of surprised ourselves.
Today's Roxton residents appreciate the peace and quiet there, but for the festival, folks aim to recreate the energy that the town had in mid-century when cotton drove a vigorous regional economy.
We have a theme every year. We've had Cotton is King. This year we're doing the Fabulous 50s, and it's a 10-year repeat. The first one 10 years ago was the 50s. And we will start it off with pancake breakfast that morning from 7 to 10. We have added a parade that has grown really good, and there'll be vintage cars and convertibles and poodle skirts and all of the above. Vendors up and down the streets. One of the things they did when it was really booming is the grocery stores did cash giveaways. So people sign up, drop their names in, and starting at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we give money away. And then we give the last one at 9 o'clock that night. It's $250 cash.
There's something about Roxton that's a little different. Maybe it's the unusual local landmarks, like the Stone Railroad Trestle or the small waterfall. Whatever it is about Roxton, Johnson says that if you've never visited, tomorrow night would be a great time to do so.
Chairs out in the street, pickups across the street, people on their tailgates, dancing, visiting with all their friends and having a great time.
Details about Roxton Saturday Night can be found at our website, ketr.org. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.